Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Franklin Frierson, F-R-I-E-R-S-O-N. As you know, I previously performed a case review on Mr. Frierson's injury from 7/24/18, as described in my report of 9/1/21. But at that time, I was not in receipt of an MRI report, thinking so concluded that none was done. But you have now advised me that it was, and its report is now provided for my attention. Period. New paragraph. On 10/24/18, she did have an MRI of the right knee to be inserted here. Period. On 2/16/22, she was seen by Dr. Seldes, S-E-L-D-E-S. Period. He offered diagnosis of right side contusion and strain with resultant moderate motion deficit, comma, right knee chondral injury of the patellofemoral joint / degenerative change in post-traumatic arthritis with resultant stiffness, comma, weakness, comma, and atrophy, comma, along with right elbow contusion / sprain with lateral epicondylitis with resultant stiffness, comma, pain, comma, and weakness. Period. He offered impairment ratings relative to the right elbow and leg. Period. We will insert, but he's got marked about the right leg. Period. Paragraph. His exam found motion was 0 to 95 degrees. Period. There was swelling of the knee, but it was grossly stable. Period. He had positive patellar grind test and positive patellar apprehension test. Period. There was not a description of his gait or utilization of assistive devices. Period. He also reported atrophy on the right side of the thigh as compared to the left by approximately 25%. Period. He had limited range of motion of the right knee and hip as a result of his thigh injury. Period. He also has a concomitant knee injury and pain with range of motion of the knee. Period. There was tenderness of palpation along the mid-thigh. Period. Right hip exam was from 0 to 90 degrees of flexion with 10 degrees of internal rotation and 20 degrees of external rotation. Period. He has pain in his thigh with range of motion of the right hip. Period. New paragraph. On 10/15/18, he was seen by Dr. Corona, C-O-R-O-N-A. He described improving symptoms of the low back and right knee, fairly well resolved symptoms of the right elbow. Period. He recommended MRI studies of the lumbar spine and right knee, and to remain out of work. Period. This was to be the case until his MRI study was concluded. Period. He also ordered a course of physical therapy. Period. Exam of the right knee revealed diffuse tenderness, but there was no fluid or instability. Period. He had a full arc of motion. Period. There was no intraarticular fluid or thickening. Period. Tenderness was noted medially, comma, laterally, comma, and under the patella. Period. He walked well on his heels and toes. Period. He was not documented to have been using a brace or handheld assistive device. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. It is now evident that this claimant indeed underwent an MRI of the right knee. Period. period. I previously noted he had seen Dr. Corona through 12/5/18 period. There was no exam or complaints involving the right leg. Period. He was being seen for his right hand that he asserted was also injured in the subject event. Period. He had seen Dr. Corona on 8/22/18, this time complaining of symptoms in both knees. Period. Dr. Corona originally did not think the knees were part of his accident, but his back was. Period. You will recall that. You will recall some of the physical findings I previously noted that will be inserted as marked. Period. New paragraph. At this point, my assessment is that of internal derangement of the right knee. Period. I will offer an impairment rating based upon it. Period. This will be greater than the 0% I previously offered. Period. And